Fourth stage. The fourth stage starts at the workshop of Monica Daniele and ends at the Santa Maria Gloriosa dei Frari Church. This stage takes 40 minutes. When you leave the workshop, then you take Rio Terra Secondo, then come to Campo Sant'Agostin and Campo Sanstin, where you turn left, cross a bridge, and find yourself facing Santa Maria Gloriosa dei Frari. This church is a must in Venice because of the Gothic and early Renaissance architecture, but also because of the precious paintings made by Titian and Giovanni Bellini, which are kept in the church. In 1229, the daughter Jacopo Tiepolo gave the Franciscans a plot of land. However, the church you see nowadays has been rebuilt between 1340 and 1443 and is a grand example of conventual Gothic architecture. The exterior represents the sobriety of the Franciscan order. However, when you visit the interior, you will realize that the noble families in that parish church wish to be noticed for the precious decoration of their own chapels and tombs. One of the absolute jewels of the Venetian painting school stands on the higher altar, the Assumption of the Virgin, painted by Titian in 1518. A few years later, the same painter worked for the powerful Pesaro family, which is also presented in the nave, and Giovanni Bellini left one of his absolute best works of art in the sacristy. The altarpiece represents the Blessed Virgin Mary with child and saint. In the center of the church stand the choir stalls, entirely carried out in the 15th century and representing an extraordinary example of Gothic and early Renaissance decoration. Titian's mausoleum was commissioned by the Austrian Emperor, while Antonio Canova's tomb, which actually houses only his heart, was designed by the artist himself, following the similar tomb he had previously carved for Maria Cristina of Habsburg, and which is nowadays still visible in the Augustinian church next to the Imperial Palace in Vienna. The church is a Roman Catholic church, so you might find it closed on a Sunday or on a holidays of obligation. And you also have to pay for admission to visit that wonderful works of art.